Blog Talk Radio.
Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2013. This is your host, Beach Bum Gun, on the MIC. What's going on out there? Man, what a day. I will say, on Valentine's Day, if you're tuning in with me, I am very grateful. If you're somewhere else getting some cheeks and you can't listen to me, I understand that as well. And being the fact that I have a beautiful woman laying behind me with a belly full of my love child, but I am here with you, says one thing. There is some place I'd rather be than here with you, but since we're going to be stuck together with each other tonight, let's make the best of it. So what's going on Thursday? Again, if you feel like you need to call in, call 646-915-8680. I'm your host, Beach Bum Gun. This is The Off Ramp, where we like to discuss all types of different topics. You know, I love talking about sports. I'm a man. I'm not going to lie. I love sports. But I don't mind talking about relationships. I got a little bit of sensitive side to me. My wife doesn't think so. But hey, we all have our opinions. We also like to talk about pop culture. I don't know why y'all think the Kardashians are so popular, but hey, if you want to talk about them, I got no problem in listening. I always say in life, you can either educate people or you can have people educate you. So, I have two wonderful people on the line with me, two of my brothers from another mother. I got Mr. Righteous on line one. Mr. Righteous, say what's happening to the people, Chief.
Yo, what's up, man?
Ain't much. And on line two, I got none other than Jay Jerker from B-More, Charm City, the city that reads, even though when's the last time you wrote a book? Hey, where'd he go? I don't know. I guess Jay Jerker left. Jay Jerker, you on the line?
Yo.
What's going on there, good sir?
What's going on, man? How's y'all Valentine's Day?
The Valentine's Day was good with me. You know, you went out to a little Italian restaurant, got me some mussels and some veal stuffed with mozzarella and spinach with a size of steak, man. I was trying to do it big time tonight. You know what I'm saying? I had a gift card, but don't tell nobody. The wife don't know I had a gift card. I slid both cards in the little pager. It was like, here, just take it. He's like, yo, look at the bill. I said, no, just take it out of here. You're trying to embarrass me because I got a gift card for Valentine's Day with my woman. But it don't matter because it got paid for. That's all that matters. How about y'all?
Yeah, we had a good dinner, man. I took all the girls out.
All right, man. Mine's was good, man. We chilled. Had a good day without the kids, man.
Okay, sounds like your dinner was pretty lame.
Nah, man. You too long in the game for all that going out stuff, man. Plus a brother got a job, man. Got to work, man.
So it seems like y'all over me at 11 o'clock. Y'all ain't getting no cheeks tonight, huh?
Nah, man. Not at all.
All gets quiet. Well, it's good stuff, man. As long as you had a good time with your significant others and your children, that's all that matters. Got a couple topics laid out here on the night. Again, anybody can call in, please feel free to call in 646-915-8680. First topic, what's up with the Blade Runner in South Africa killing his girlfriend? Now, if you didn't hear this story, apparently The man who was in the Olympics last year and ran the 4x400, he also ran the 4x100 along the likes of Usain Bolt. He didn't have any legs. He had some aluminum foil taped to his nubs, and he ran in the Olympics. Now, I'm not going to go into the whole thing like maybe somebody could have honestly qualified better than him. Hey, the man was a paraplegic. I thought they had their own Olympics. But, hey, I'm not the one to judge. Get your money. But let's get back to the topic. Apparently, his girlfriend broke into the house in the middle of the night at 3 in the morning to give him some surprise Valentine's Day cheek loving. And he put two shots in her. Now, Mr. Righteous, do you think that he killed her on purpose, or do you think this was an honest mistake going on by the Blade Runner down in South Africa?
I don't know the whole story. All I heard was just, you know, the part that he shot her, and then what you just said. I mean, if she broke into his house or was coming to his house, and the kid was kind of nervous, you know, you don't know who it is. You come in there unannounced, you expect to get two hot ones in you. I mean, it's a shame, but, I mean, you can't just be doing that in the middle of the night, especially if you never know what type of paranoia the kid might have.
Okay. Hey, what comments you got for Jay Jerker? What you think is going on?
Man, I think it was a mistaken, one of those mistaken identities, man. I think the dude was just fearing for his life, especially if he was asleep. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a dude with no legs, but I'm assuming he don't have his prostheses on when he's sleeping. So he probably felt vulnerable, which is why he probably had the gun next to him just in case someone would catch him in that vulnerable state. You know what I'm saying? So he can't, and it ain't like he can just get up and go see what's going on. So
did you just say a paraplegic can't just get up?
Well,
if he don't got no legs, man, so how you just going to get up and run down there and answer the door? I'm sure he don't sleep with them things on his legs.
Right. That's what I mean.
Just can you sleep with two metal things clinking together while you laying in bed, man?
Hey, I sleep with two things clicking together all the time, brother. That's why I'm having a child.
I'm talking about two metal legs, man.
Hey, hold on, good fellas. I got another call on the line. Looks like this might be Hove. Hove's in the building. Hove, say what's up to the party people.
What's going on, man? What's going on?
Not much, man. You sound like you sleep.
No, I'm not asleep. It's 9 o'clock on the West Coast, brother.
Oh, must be nice. Must be nice. We're just in discussion about, did you hear about the African Blade Runner track runner that killed his girlfriend in the middle of the night?
I mean, I saw something when I was at work on the news, but I didn't catch really what's going on.
Well, let me ask you a question. If someone breaks in your house in the middle of the night, do you think your first reaction would be to shoot them twice, or do you think you would call out? Because I say, if someone broke in my house in the middle of the night, now I believe in the Second Amendment. So I might go downstairs with my Second Amendment. But if I see something, I'm like, yo, who's that? What you doing in my house? Now, if it's a chick that I'm boning, I expect her to say, hey, baby, it's just me. Don't shoot me. But apparently that didn't happen. So do y'all honestly think that this was just a mistake? Or do y'all think that he shot her because he wanted to get rid of her? Because maybe he was sharing his paraplegic with someone else.
What? He shared his paraplegic with someone else. Man, it probably was an honest mistake, man. I don't think it was nothing personal or anything. It probably was an honest mistake, man. She broke up in his house unannounced, and she didn't announce herself. You know, he already got these paraplegic, so he's probably already nervous and paranoid.
Yeah, but if he's paraplegic, wouldn't he have shot her in the kneecap?
Huh? Well, he's laying in his bed. I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
was he laying in his bed when it happened? I mean, I don't know the whole story. Was he laying in his bed when it happened?
I guess that's a good point. I don't know. I didn't see a report on whether she was actually shot. Was it shot in his bedroom, or was she shot by the door? So We'll have to get back on that topic a little later. We are at the 20-minute mark, 20 minutes left to go. Got another topic that I feel like getting into. It has been recently reported that Gronkowski, the big tight end from New England Patriots, is being forced to apologize for his party ways. Now, this man is grown. He is the best tight end in football. He is the reason why the Patriots haven't won the Super Bowl, because he's just been unhealthy, in my opinion. But he is that good. He has not been arrested. All he's doing is taking, he is partying in the clubs, and he's taking pictures with porn stars. Hey, I'm just saying, if I wasn't a married man, I'd take a picture with a porn star. But you know, half is a lot, so I will not be taking pictures with porn stars anytime soon. But who am I to judge the next person when taking a picture of a porn star? Jay Jerker, what you think about Gronk having been forced to apologize for just being a 22-year-old kid?
I don't think you should apologize, but I would say it's very hypocritical of the Patriot organization that ran out Chad Ochocinco for him. Like, you know what I mean? They always talk about the Patriot way, and, you know, he got criticized when he was doing all that social stuff. And now Gronkowski's doing the same stuff and probably even more reckless than what Ocho ever did while he was in his time in the Patriots. And it don't seem like he's getting that kind of same outcry from that that area. But, again, I don't think he should apologize because, yeah, you're right. You know, he's 22 years old. He got a little money in his pocket. It's off season. Yeah, he's supposed to be nursing the injury, but why not have fun while you're doing it? I don't think he ought to be business all the time.
I appreciate that. Appreciate that comment. Hey, Mr. Righteous, what you think? Should Gronk be forced to apologize for just being partying? Just being Gronk?
Heck no, man. Yeah, he out having a good time. Why should he have to apologize? That's only his own time. He's not at work. He off the clock. So why should he have to apologize to party? I mean, he ain't doing nothing stupid. He ain't driving under the influence. He ain't out there dropping dollars all over. He's just having a little fun and just getting caught on camera with it, man.
All right, so we got two for no apology. Ho, what you think? Do you think Gronk should apologize for his behavior?
And I don't think he should apologize because he doesn't think he was wrong, but in my opinion, he is wrong. When you are in that high-profile job, that's a part of what comes with it. Man, you get paid millions of dollars by these people. You are the brand 24 hours a day. That's just a part of what comes with being a professional sports player. So there's certain things that you can and can't do, regardless of being a grown man. It's somebody writing your checks that you are the brand everywhere you go. So I think he was wrong. Like, you, there's certain things you just can't do in that position. If he doesn't want to be in that position, quit and do something else.
All right, then I have two questions for you there, Hope. Two questions. One, if you don't think that he should apologize, or if you don't think he was wrong, then why don't you think he should apologize? I would think that if your opinion is that he was wrong for the actions that he was taking, being forced to apologize to basically his organization and the fans for his wrong actions, as you stated, would be a necessary proposition. Second question. I mean, all he really did was take a picture with a porn star. I mean, porn stars don't need love, too. It's Valentine's Day. Hope, where's the love, baby? Where's the love?
I didn't say he wasn't wrong. I'm saying he shouldn't be forced to apologize. Like, if he doesn't think he's wrong, the next interview he'll say he didn't think he was wrong. So don't apologize if you don't really think you're wrong. That's a waste of time.
Okay, well, let me put you on hold real quick. So Hope thinks that Gronk was wrong. I got Jay Jerker and Mr. Righteous who both say he wasn't wrong. So, hey, Mr. Righteous, do you have anything to say to Hove?
Yeah, I ain't got nothing. I mean, that's a kid's job or whatever, and he representing the Patriot brand, but I mean, when will you ever have a time that just let, like the women say, let your hair down and just have a good time? I mean, no matter what you do, even if you're in your own home, you never know, you could be partying hard at your own home, and then the people you may have around you might be in there videotaping and then throw that stuff on YouTube. So, I mean, no matter what you do or where you go, when you're in a high-profile life, you always going to get caught on camera doing something.
I mean, where is the line drawn? There's never going to be a line drawn because you're always going to be in the public eye. So as long as you, in my opinion, as long as you ain't doing nothing dumb, you ain't not, he ain't out there running around stripping, running through the town stripping or shooting guns or driving under the influence. And, I mean, you're having a little innocent fun. They ain't catching with a cigarette in his hand, quote unquote, like Justin Bieber. But you know, it happens, man. So I mean, man, just having fun. Man.
All right. Well, I appreciate the comment. Just say he was doing a little bit of stripping. He was with a porn star, and if he was a stripper with a porn star, then I got some other questions I would ask him, but not to judge him. Just you know, just wondering. Hey. Jay Jerger, Ho said that he's dead wrong. What you think about that?
Well, my thing is this. I'm not saying I think he's wrong. I agree with Ho as far as saying that he's a brand and he should be you know, representing that brand in a positive light. I would just correct the last caller because the man was in the strip club with no shirt on and with that same arm he DDT'd his friend and landed on that same arm. So that's reckless to me. So I don't know why would you be in the club in Vegas with all cameras on you with no shirt on performing wrestling moves when you're supposed to be rehabbing the arm. So that was reckless. So if we were talking about that, I'd be like, yo, dude, dead wrong. But just a simple picture, I don't think he was definitely wrong for the picture. But the other events that he was doing, I think that's definitely, you know what I mean, a little overboard for what he's supposed to be representing.
All right, cool. Well, I appreciate your comment. I have to say I have to disagree with all three of y'all. I don't think he's doing anything wrong. I think the kid is young. He's rich. He stopped drinking. He just can't dance, and he's wrestling with his friend. It's not like he's the one who got DDT'd. He DDT'd his best friend. If y'all would have DDT'd me, then we got problems. But, hey, that's just my one only opinion. So we're at the 13-minute mark. I appreciate your comment, fellas. My next discussion I wanted to ask about is the Michael Jordan Week celebration. Now, let me ask y'all a question. I know I'm a little bit biased. I am not the biggest Michael Jordan fan. I grew up in the area, in the era. I appreciate everything Jordan has done. But I've never really bought his shoes. I've never would have got up in the middle of the night to buy his shoes. I didn't care that they came in a suitcase. What do I need shoes in a suitcase for? They usually come in a box, and I mess up the box within a week. What do you think I'm going to do to the suitcase? But anyway, back to the subject. We're having a week-long celebration just because Michael Jordan is turned 50 years old. Now, I'm all about celebrating milestones. If somebody was attacking Jordan's championship record, like Kobe, if the Lakers were up to win another championship, Michael Jordan's 6 championships might come under the scrutiny of being tied, and you want to celebrate the life of Jordan, cool. If it's his 20-year mark of being out the league, cool. If somebody's breaking his records for scoring, cool. But the man's turning 50. I ain't heard nobody thank Mrs. or Mr. Jordan, thank God rest his soul. But we're celebrating him just because he is 50 years old. I don't get it. I don't see the big deal. He's 50. Thank God he's not dead yet, and we can still see a living legend. But there's no reason to put his highlights all over for a week just because the man turned 50. Hey, Jay Jerker, you up first. What you got to say about that?
I mean, I agree. I don't think, and I'm a big Jordan fan, but I don't think it's worth a week long kind of celebration. I've never actually known this to happen with any other athlete that's turned 50. I just don't know what the big deal is. I mean, he's 50. I think on the day that he turns 50, you have like a little special rundown special just to say, hey, you know, the GOAT, you know, up until like, you know, currently right now, you know, the best to do it is turn 50, celebrate it on the day of. But to have this week-long discussion, I think is a little overboard, quite honestly.
Okay. Hey, Hov, you are up next. Michael Jordan just turned 50 years old, and we're celebrating like the man's dead. I mean, what's up with that?
Celebrating greatness, man. You can celebrate greatness whenever you want. man turned 50, need to remind some of y'all Jordan haters that he is the greatest basketball player to ever touch the court. And he could do a month long of Michael Jordan highlights, man. The man deserves it. Change the game. Rest of these kids trying to emulate him. Greatest man to ever do it.
I appreciate your Homer comments, but I don't see you celebrating Gandhi every for a week, and he was great. Hey, Mr. Rikers, what you got to say about that? Jordan, 50 years old, and we're celebrating like the man that just retired yesterday.
First of all, Gandhi, though.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. The whole bunch of celebrating greatness. I don't see nobody walking around calling Martin Luther King. But you don't damn to stick your tongue out making a layup because you can't dunk.
Oh, man. I can understand celebrating, you know, on the day of his birthday, which is this Sunday. But I don't understand, like, the whole week-long thing. I mean, you could do that some other time. They could have did that when he was, you know, was up for the Hall of Fame, when he got Hall of Fame. They didn't even do that when he got Hall of Fame, but they waited until he turned 50. You know, I mean, everybody knows what the guy did. I mean, you don't need to rehash it and replay it over and over again. I mean, I'm glad the man – I mean, I guess because the man hit the 50 mark, you know, not too many of us make the 50 mark, but, you know, I guess it's a good thing. I don't know, but I don't need to see it all day long.
It's all about opinions. You know, everybody's an opinion. We can disagree. You know, that's what makes talking enjoyable. If we all agreed on something, then it'd be pretty bad conversation. But yeah, I don't remember a week long celebration on Bill Russell. He got more rings than fingers. I don't remember a week long celebration on Dr. J, who Mike bit off of. I can understand a week celebration for Mike. Don't get me wrong. I'm not the biggest fan of Mike, but I respect the dude's greatness. He is probably the second or third best basketball player to ever play the game. So I greatly appreciate the athleticism and the fact that he is the most important person to ever play basketball. I will firmly admit that. And if you want to spend a week celebrating him, I fully get that. But not because he turned 50. I mean, did anybody get him a cake? Who got him 50 candles? Was it an ice cream cake? Was it a strawberry shortcake? Was it red velvet because he played at Chicago? I mean, come on. He just turned 50. I ain't had a birthday party. I had two birthday parties in 31 years of my life. And this man gets a whole week on ESPN just because he turned 50? I mean, get off his nuts. Hey, you got anything else to say before I go on the next topic?
Yeah, man, you need to stop hating. Man, you bringing up people that gave a lot to the game, but we talking about the greatest to ever touch the court. Huh? Sometimes you got to be reminded as people start talking about LeBron being great. You got to slow people down and let them know who the true greatness is. It ain't LeBron. It ain't Kobe. The people had to be reminded, bro.
So Michael Jordan is the only one who should get a week?
In basketball, yeah. I mean, there's some people in other sports that maybe deserve a week.
Well, I think that is just ridiculous. But everyone has their opinion. I'm going to let you have yours no matter how ridiculous you sound. So we have 6 minutes and 30 seconds left. Fellas, I want to get on a little on sports. We've been talking sports all night. You know, feel free to call in if you want, 646-915-8680. You can hit me on Twitter, @BeachBumGun with two N's. You know, if you try and get on, please get at me. We here for another 6 minutes. Hope you're enjoying the show. For Valentine's Day, I'm going to start off this next segment with a little love music. Hold on for a quick second. Let it vibe. I hope that you're that's all you gotta do. That's all you got to do to set up, set the mood right. So, on this Valentine's Day special edition, got a question for you, fellas. Valentine's Day blue balls. Have you ever done anything for your woman or your wife? You don't have to bring up your wife if you feel you're going to get in trouble. But, you know, no one knows, y'all. We let it all hang out tonight. Have you ever done anything for your girls in the past, for your girl now, or for your mistress, or for anything y'all got? That y'all hook them up for Valentine's Day, knowing you was gonna get some cheeks. And she went and turned over on you. Mr. Righteous, what you gotta say?
No, that never happened to me. I mean, unless it was that time, unless it was around that time of the month, then you can't do nothing about that.
Oh, you wanna do the ketchup on your hot dog?
No, I don't go there on that one. No, brother. Yeah, I don't mess with the ketchup on the hot dog.
So Valentine's Day, you batting 1,000, huh?
Yeah, Valentine's Day I done had some good times, man. But yeah, unless it came around that time of the month. Yeah, I'm cool with that. But other than that, you know, it got down to the get down.
Oh, okay. Appreciate the comment. He batting 1,000, but on the phone with me at 11:30 at night on Valentine's Day. Jay Jagger, what's good with you? You got any funny Valentine's Day stories to tell the people?
If this show was any longer, he wouldn't be getting cheeks tonight.
Uh-oh. We got a woman on the call. Hey. Who am I speaking with?
Miss J. Jerk.
Ah, Miss J. Jerk or Mrs. J. Jerk? You know, it takes a lot more. Married, we need that R in there. We committed. Oh, this is Mrs. J. Jerk. So how was your Valentine's Day this evening?
It was nice. Thank you for asking. How was yours?
It was good. You know what I mean? Got me some muscles. You know what I mean? I got the coat. But I got the cocoa butter out, ready to rub my woman's toes down, you know what I'm saying? Gotta get real froggy, man. I'm going to try to see if I can get her a second one while she still got the first one in her. So, hey, Mrs. J. Jager, have you ever had a Valentine's Day where a dude has done laced you up and you had a good time? You were like, you know what? I still ain't giving him no cheeks tonight. Have you ever did that to a man and gave him the pink Valentine's Day blue balls?
No.
No, you lying! You lying! I gotta get a whole please hold. Hold. I need somebody to tell me the truth. Everybody right now is telling me that they're the most perfect people in the world, and I get it. You're a little shy behind the mic. But hold, has anybody ever gave you the pink Valentine's Day blue balls? Is Hope still on the line?
I'm not sure.
I think Hope got off.
Hey, good, man. You don't go on Valentine's Day lacing a woman not to get nothing, man.
What'd you say?
I said you don't go into Valentine's Day trying to lacing them with presents without getting any, man.
That's not true. Have you ever did a Valentine's Day where you don't hook her up with gifts? Thinking you was gonna get some cheeks and ain't getting them.
Yeah, I don't know, I mean, cause you put in work before Valentine's Day. You know, I think the only time that would ever happen is we didn't put in the work before Valentine's Day.
Well, I mean, have you always been in a relationship every single Valentine's Day? I mean, I can attest that when I broke up, when I was in a transition phase, that, you know what I mean, I had taken a girl out. You know what I mean? I got her some balloons. I got her the fake roses from 7-Eleven and told her I'm giving her these roses that don't die because I want them to last forever just like us. I bought her a brownie. We fed each other a fucking brownie and went back to the car and she said her stomach hurt. And I said, okay, your stomach hurt, that's cool. So you know what I did? I went to the bathroom and I took a dump and didn't flush. That's what you get. For giving me the pink Valentine's Day blue balls. And
yeah,
that is our time for tonight, fellas. Sorry, I can't take no more comments. I'm getting out of here. Our time is up. It has been a good time. Happy Valentine's Day. Kiss your loved ones. Hug the fake ones. And pray for everybody. This is Beach Bum Gun. Holler at me tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Peace out.